Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition, sliding into the happier 5 o'clock happy hour, I guess it is. You're hopping into your cars, and Dom's hopping into the hot seat. How you doing, my little buddy?
Awesome, Crudy. Good to be with you as well, Evan, on the board. Our fair audience, happy Friday Eve, happy, happy hour. We do have some breaking news, and I just want to get right into
news.
It, Crudy. Set your calendars. The date has been set. And I'm not talking about the Milwaukee Bucks playing Boston on Sunday. Go Bucks. That's another story. But the J6 committee, Benny Thompson, has come out and he has announced some dates. According to CNBC, reported today, the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot will hold at least 8, count them, 8 public hearings, at least 8, starting June 9th, and will send requests this week for testimony to several GOP lawmakers, including 3 House members who previously refused to cooperate, the panel's chairman said on Thursday.
Dominic, June 9th, that's like a early happy birthday gift to both you and me,
right.
And by extension, Donald Trump, who shares a birthday with you.
Donald Trump and I, yes, June 14th, we are both Geminis. According to CNBC, the committee also plans to send new interview requests to several other Republicans, including at least one senator. The committee chairman, Benny Thompson, a Democrat from Mississippi, told reporters. He wouldn't say who the panel wanted to interview beyond McCarthy and Jordan and Pennsylvania Rep. Scott Perry. We talked about him a little bit the other day. When asked what would happen, when they say no again, Thompson answered, well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. He didn't rule out the possibility of subpoenaing those who do not comply. When asked if the senators whose testimony would be sought included Ted Cruz and Mike Lee, Thompson said, stand by. Stand by!
What about Rojo? You think Rojo is on that list? I got to think.
Right,
Rojo, January 6th minimalist. I got to think he's on the list, Dom. What do you think?
Guardian also confirming some of these. Panel sending a letter to McCarthy. Also considering Perry, Jordan, Green, Brooks, Boebert, Biggs, and some Republican senators as mentioned. So, here we go. Thursday, June 9th, according to Thompson, we're getting it on, baby.
You know,
and between now and then, we're supposed to get testimony from Don Jr. and Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy!
Rudy!
Can't they get all his testimony off Cameo?
Yeah. You got to pay for that, baby.
Did you see Roger Stone was back on Twitter for a matter of hours? I'm back, bitches! He announced when he, created a new...
Literally? That was his, I'm back, bitches? That's how it...
Yeah, something of that effect.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And, then he was deplatformed a few hours later. And he's like, attention, Elon Musk, do something about it. I'm like, maybe you should have waited until after the closing.
Right?
The guy's got no power over it currently. All he's doing is, if you haven't been paying attention, Dom, Elon Musk... tweeting out, maybe I'll buy Coca-Cola next and put the cocaine back in it. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, he tweeted that.
Really?
His verified account.
Wow.
Those are the jokes,
folks. If he's leveraging his worth in Tesla, which apparently took a slump recently, I'm not clear he's got the financial resources to pull it off. But anyway, the problems of billionaires, I'm not really going to concern myself with. We'll wait and see what happens. But did Stone bitch about his free speech, quote unquote?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
all the snowflakes, they got to whine and
they don't understand what they're talking about. I mean, I guess I should not be shocked. But, you know, when you talk about your constitutionally protected right of free speech, it doesn't mean you get to go on any platform, any radio, any broadcast, anywhere. You get to walk into my house and scream at me in the morning to wake me up and tell me how you think the life should be. That's not how it works. It's about how the government cannot restrict your free speech. You know, radio and Twitter are not the government, Republicans. Are you freaking kidding me? You don't have a right to have your thoughts posted online, published in a paper, or on the Devil's Advocates unless we let you in.
That's more of a privilege than a right.
It really is.
Kind of like Ron Johnson looks at healthcare coverage.
Right. Come on. These guys, they just don't stop, Crudy.
844-967-2789. I thought I saw some Rudy sound somewhere. I recently saw Rudy on one of the fine networks. No hair dye running down his face this time, but
well, excellent. Raw Story reporting, talking about his appearance apparently coming up in May. They did quote him today regarding his appearance before the J6 committee next month. Here's what he said in Bannon's War Room podcast. I don't think we realize the movement going on among independents, Giuliani said. You know, this isn't January 7th anymore. That whole thing has been shown to be, yeah, bad by some people, but totally exaggerated as a political stunt by a bunch of crooked Democrats.
Oh, that's very sound I'd see in the embedded sound over at the Raw Story. You know, that's one of my favorite sources. I don't know how I missed that one, Don.
Oh, Rudy. So, I mean, and you got to wonder, like, what's Rudy's, you know, motivation? We know Alex Jones.
Keep his ass out of jail at this late hour.
I mean, you know, if everyone's squeaking and squawking and Alex Jones is looking for some, you know, some cover to come in and testify for, you know, leniency, perhaps. They got to be running scared. And next 6 weeks are going to be really interesting.
You know what else I found very, very interesting, Tom? Hmm. Apparently, Donald Trump was quizzed about whether or not he had ever said to Kevin McCarthy something to the effect, apparently they care more about the outcome than you do, Kevin. Something of that effect, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Trump is now denying that he ever had the conversation with Kevin McCarthy. Let me read just a little bit. Again, one of our favorite sources, the Raw Story. Trump denies Kevin McCarthy's claim about an angry January 6th phone call with a withering two-word response.
Withering.
It is withering. It makes him wither just a little bit. That shrinkage, Jerry. Trump denied that House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy had called him on January 6th to put a stop to the January 6th Capitol riot. You know, the big riot, Tom. You might have heard about it on the TVs or the radios.
According to Glenn Grothman from Wisconsin, Rudy Giuliani, I mean, everyone's past this. Nobody cares but the press and, you know, some of you liberals out there.
Well, Republican lawmakers said McCarthy told them he insisted the rioters were Trump supporters and demanded the former president call them off. And the California Republican claimed that Trump defended the insurrectionist mob. Well, Kevin, I guess these people are more upset about the election than you are. Now, I know we've all done that voice a couple times, at least, and quoted the Kevin McCarthy, at least as it was reported. But Trump says the call never happened. And that McCarthy didn't challenge him over the insurrection, according to the new book. And I might have to buy this one. This will not pass. The New York Times reporter Alex Burns and Jonathan Martin, apparently they collaborated, as we occasionally do on the radio.
Occasionally.
He wouldn't say that, Trump said, according to the book. The reporters then asked Trump why McCarthy would tell others that he had clashed with the president in what he described as an expletive-laced phone call. I could see that. I mean, Trump's going to swear back, right? And the former president expressed contempt for the GOP leader. It's not just me, Dom. The reason, the two words, the withering two words, inferiority complex.
I've got one word, projection.
Also today, the Bulwark columnist Amanda Carpenter called Minority Leader McCarthy and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell Trump's garbage men. He keeps piling it up and they keep cleaning up the messes, Tom.
Well, it's better than being called the handyman.
That's Robin Voss. He's the handyman. And Trump, by extension, you know, yes, the Helsinki handyman, if you will. The former speechwriter, this being Amanda Carpenter, former Texas GOP Senator Ted Cruz is out today with a harsh critique of McCarthy and McConnell's political gamesmanship in the wake of the deadly J6 insurrection at the Capitol. In private, you know, where they're always very courageous, Tom, the two Republican leaders initially denounced what they saw as Trump's role in inciting and then not acting to quell the riot they sought to prevent Joe Biden's rightful election as president. She notes how McCarthy, after denying last week that he considered telling Trump to resign the presidency, had to change his story about his views on Trump's culpability.
Lying liars and the liars that lie about things. I mean, who do you believe in with Trump or McCarthy? I mean, both of these guys have been proven to be liars.
Well, I believe that they had a conversation of some sort. I believe that in the many calls that were not on the White House phone logs, that Trump probably did speak with McCarthy. I mean,
if there are, I mean, calls are calls, right? I mean, those things are logged. Those, you can prove that.
Well, they did wipe the call log, apparently with cloth, but McCarthy,
yeah, but, I mean, but who,
there's no
services?
Political upside for McCarthy to make this up. In fact, he's shown he has no real courage, right? So to make this public expression, to tell his caucus, no, of course, he did seem a lot braver behind the closed doors on the audio tape than he's ever been in public, Dom. But I think the phone call probably happened, and I think by denouncing the phone call, now, after the fact, right? Trump says, well, it never happened. Well, to all the MAGA Trump followers, well, of course, it never happened. Because if the Cheeto Messiah said it, then it's true.
Right. And now there's what? A trust issue with the MAGAs and McCarthy and what, Scalise, the leadership for these calls to, heaven forbid, they, you know, react as a human being to what they, you know, I think accurately perceive to be some pretty terrible violence that people need to chill out.
Hey, Mike Pence. I mean, he kind of damn near tweeted that at his own vice president while the guy was holed up at the U.S. Capitol, you know, with the insurrectionist, domestic terrorist mob.
Know, just trying to scoot him away from the Capitol so they could, you know, further delay and enact the coup.
You act like you've got a problem with the coup against the government and democracy. You know, in history, it's like it's a big deal to you. It's really only because you're part of the media.
Exactly. The crooked media. Nobody else cares about it. Just us.
Come back with us. If you care, you will. 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy hour. You can join us on the lines. Toll-free talk or text 844-967-2789.
Dom, know what makes me just a little bit happy at this hour?
What's that?
He's back, baby. Donald Trump is back on social media. Apparently,
Where? He's...
truthing out on Truth Social today.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he's not following Roger Stone back on Twitter. I'm back, bitches. That's what Roger Stone tweeted at the world before being deplatformed just a few short hours later. But when you own the platform, it's probably likely Trump will make it to the end of the day on Truth Social. He may be the only one, Dom, but here is what he said.
Oh, great.
I'm back! Exclamation point. Hashtag Kofifi.
I'm back. What? Come on. I don't believe it.
It's Donald Trump wearing a dark colored suit, a blue tie, standing out in front of Mar-a-Lago on apparently it's not
a
bad.
A blue tie? See, I really don't believe it.
I know normally he's a red tie guy, but it appears to be from the photograph. Very small hands, so it appears it's not a body double, but he's out there on the, it's not even polo. What's the game? Croquet. He's on the croquet courts at Mar-a-Lago. You know, as all former presidents usually do, hang out on the croquet courts.
Well, and he didn't complete the sentence. It's, I'm back in the USSR. I just want to be clear about that. This is Trump we're talking about.
It's, I'm back, hashtag Kofifi. Of course, that's what he, you know, one time put out on Twitter and apparently was in mid-delete or something, and tweeted it out just the same.
So Kurtie,
he's back, baby.
We have dates. We have more from the J6 committee. June 9th, Thursday.
I'd like to fill in the entirety of the June calendar if they could kindly give us. I would start making some commitments to broadcast. You know what I'm saying?
Right. This is what, and it's, apparently, according to the committee, they're going to make it as accessible as possible. So I wonder. I don't know what that means. Does that mean the afternoons? Does that mean evening? I mean, what are we talking about?
My understanding, at least from prior reporting, Dom, this will be a primetime extravaganza with live witnesses, perhaps video testimony, and, play out on the radio, I strongly suspect. You know, if we're going to go bell to bell, gavel to gavel on the Trump impeachment, I certainly think the J6 probably merits some broadcast.
You think? I
as long as it doesn't fall between 3 and 6 p.m. Central time.
Well, of course, other things going on at that time. They would never try to interrupt the devil's advocates. But what are your expectations, Jamie? Now we know. We got a few more witnesses coming out. We have a date on the calendar. You know, we're looking at what? It's May this weekend. So what, less than 6 weeks? What are your expectations, man? I have pretty high expectations. I got to be honest.
I don't want to set expectations too high. I mean, unfortunately, I've been let down. I was let down by the testimony of Robert Mueller. I mean, that was talking about a deflating event. I was a little bit let down even by the impeachment 2.0. And in some ways, it was so violent, so obscene, so profane what they were broadcasting. I mean, we had to dump out some of the testimony being given via video just because it wouldn't meet FCC guidelines. And that's one of my concerns. If you want this accessible broadly, a couple of beeps might be in order. You know what
maybe
I'm saying?
Edit. Don't show the raw. Maybe edit out the beeps. I mean,
that might play on CNN Plus, but it's not going to play out around here. You know what I'm saying? I need the cleaned up version. And just for the sake of notice, Tom, I also make that note to Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, who's dropped a couple of bombs on us in the middle of like convention speeches, and then Tony gets all profane on our asses and we got to dump him mid-speech. Please, Governor Evers, show a little respect for the broadcast audience and keep her clean this year, because we'll be broadcasting, or more accurately, I will be. I know you got prior engagements, Tom, but the Democratic Party convention on June 25th.
You better hang around that dump button, man. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, we'll have someone back in the studio to do the heavy lifting. I'll be hanging around the beer kegger at the hospitality rooms. You know me. I got a hotel room for the whole week, Dom. I'm making a party out of it.
Oh, my.
Well, you know, by then we should have, 7-8 days of public primetime testimony from the J6 committee. Can't we wait to see how the Republican convention plays out in about 3 weeks. My backyard, Middleton, I think I'm going to try and attend the big Republican convention. No, with or without credentials, I'm going to show up. We'll see if they let me in the door, Dom.
You don't need credentials. Everybody knows you.
Well, I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah, your library smells of leather. Well, many leather-bound books and rich mahogany.
Unlike the Democratic convention, where, you know, I think there will be a lot of support for incumbent Tony Evers to, you know, get reelected as governor. And, you know, they'll do a straw poll and they'll try to pick their favorites for this U.S. senatorial race. I talked a little bit about Jennifer Rubin keeps wading in. You know, every time there's new polling or something in Wisconsin, Rubin's like, make the right choice, Wisconsin.
And, so anyways, and the right choice, what continues to be in her mind, not Mandela
anybody
Barnes.
But Barnes.
Come on, man. I mean,
again, she,
you know, she is a conservative, and I'm not surprised. Barnes is probably more left than some of the other front runners. I would put Barnes and our boy up from the Outagamie County pretty equal. Nelson, right? Versus, you know, Godlewski and Lazar, they're probably both left of those two, and Jennifer Rubin is historically been a conservative opinion writer.
Well, she certainly has. I did ask our pal John Nichols came around in the 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah,
I asked him, did he share the opinion of Rubin that Mandela might just be, you know, a little too leftist? He's going to get branded a socialist by Rojo.
They're all going to get branded socialists, yeah, regardless of who it is.
Well, and our pal John Nichols from The Nation said effectively he felt Rubin was wrongheaded and an outsider who really didn't have a valid opinion to offer.
Well, opinions are like Elbows. Everybody's got one.
Well, Dominic, I said that never stopped us.
Yeah, right.
Join us. Do you have a valid opinion to offer? Are you local? Or call again from some, you know, point at a distance. That'd be okay as well. 844-967-2789. Did I mention, Dom? I did commit to do the Foxy News. And then I said, but what are we talking about? And they said, well, of course, border policy.
Inflation.
And the Ohio senatorial race. And I'm like, great, two things right in my wheelhouse. Come back, more Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. That means the weekend's just around the corner. And Dom, momentarily, I think I see the sun. I looked on the weather report locally. I'm supposed to see sun in Madison again, like a week from Saturday. So I'm going to enjoy this 5 minutes of sun.
Hope you enjoyed your summer. Fall is right around the corner.
Probably. Right.
Come on, Wisconsin.
Dominic, there's a big event happening in your backyard, and then another big event happening in my backyard, Voces de la Frontera, a day without Latinos, happening on Sunday, May 1st, in Milwaukee. And you know how Christina Newman Ortiz and Voces de la Frontera, they turn theirs out. Some of
they
the most impressive marches I've seen, citizen actions, have happened at the direction of Voces de la Frontera. And then Monday, because they're marching in Milwaukee on Sunday. Now, I'll probably start my day in Milwaukee on Sunday. As I mentioned, somehow I keep getting invited back on Fox News. My wife even said to me, you're doing it wrong. I said, stop criticizing me in the bedroom, baby. She said, no, I mean, the fact that you keep getting invited back on Fox News, you're doing it wrong.
They must think you're a mark or something, Crudy. You got to fight back, man. You can't let them do that to you.
Well, I keep accepting. That's.
Would you go on Steve Bannon's war room?
Would I?
Would you go on Alex Jones' InfoWars?
Probably not Alex Jones.
How about OAN?
You know, why are you making me draw a line in the sand?
I'm just because why are you going in the first
place? You
wouldn't
be
place,
like
man?
That if they ever invited you on.
I wouldn't go.
You wouldn't go to Fox?
No, dude.
Come on, man. I tell Democrats all the time, go on Fox News. Make your point. They have a very large audience. You know, I'm going there for the audience, Dom, to expand the brand.
Is that what come on, man.
Well, every time I appear, I usually get some very helpful suggestions from some of the viewers. Usually in my inbox, you know, I get some go hang yourself kind of stuff. Have you considered killing yourself lately? I mean, really great suggestions.
I guess in some regard, that's good because I got to tell you, man, we really lack for the haters.
We do. Other than George, and I don't even check the text line because I know you're there, George. Like, I don't even bother. I haven't read a text, and, you know, I'm sort of undermining our own text line at 844-967-2789. Often the producers read the text, but it has been literally years since I have read a single text, mostly because I know George is out there. And why would I wreck my day like that? And maybe that's your point. Why would I wreck my day by going on Fox News? Well, I'm going to change the world by doing so, Tom. I'm going to say something so clever.
Really?
I'm going to change all the righties' minds. Yeah. You know, something about...
I kind of doubt it. I kind of doubt it.
About the border crisis or perhaps the Ohio senatorial race.
Exactly.
You know, my wheelhouses.
Not so much. So you're gonna prep up on some voter statistics? I mean, how do you prepare for, you know, a topic that we don't
get too much? Quite a hullabaloo that went on, I believe, in the House. Jim Jordan and many of the Freedom Caucus sorts went after Mayorkas, right? He's the cabinet secretary, the border guy, effectively for the Biden administration. It was quite the Adam Schiff show happening down at the House. So anyways, I probably will have to reference that in that whole Section 42, whatever it is. You know, but I also am going to reference the polling that happened right here in the great state of Wisconsin. The vast majority of Wisconsinites believe people should be extended a legal means of coming here. A legal means, if not citizenship, at least a green card. That's like 80% of Wisconsin.
Green cards. I mean, and it depends what we're talking about. If you're talking about amnesty, you know, I mean, these, you know, we are supposed to be what the shining light on the hill is. Reagan, wasn't it Reagan that said that? I mean, come on, man. Of course, don't you want people to come here? We need people here.
Well, Reagan also gave amnesty to like 11 million immigrants, right? Let me see. Jennifer Rubin actually referenced this very specific polling. Here it is. Jennifer Rubin talking about the senatorial race pointed out Wisconsin, for a Midwestern state, has got some progressive roots, and she pointed towards this polling. A majority, 64%, said that of Wisconsinites, Marquette University Law School polling, said that undocumented immigrants who are currently in the United States should be allowed to stay and eventually apply for citizenship. 64% of Wisconsinites. 16% said they should be able to stay, but only as a guest worker. That's still 80% of Wisconsinites that are just fine with immigrant populations living amongst us, right?
Well, I mean, imagine. We're all from immigrants. I mean, yes, that should be the case.
Well, you know, they'd like to close down Ellis Island, and certainly that southern border, Dom. But that will be one of the topics. And I think I would be remiss in that I will probably be appearing very hungover because you and I are partying on Saturday. I'm going on Foxy News. You know, my eyes, if I can crack them open, I'd be surprised.
Are you using like a Milwaukee studio? Or are you going?
Yeah,
to,
they're, okay, all right, they're all hooking right, me up in Milwaukee.
I was going to say, man, you're going, how the hell are you going to get back to Madison?
Well, I was thinking about asking for a car again. You know, that's my new habit. You know, make them spend some money if they want me on the show. But I figure wherever I stay, be it the Shea Salvia or the local La Quinta, they're all going to have checkout by 11, so I'm going to get forced out. You know, no sense in having the car drop me back at the hotel I've already checked out of.
Right, right.
So I'll probably drive myself if I'm sober enough to do so. Appear on the Fox News, but I am going to reference the action of Voces de la Frontera, the Day Without Latinos, that will be happening probably about the same time I'm appearing on Fox News.
Right.
And I can tell you, I will be, or at least it is my every intention, to appear at the Wisconsin State Capitol on Monday about noon when they're going to rally at the State Capitol. They're also going to do a press event, including Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Some people say, including Marquette University Law School polling, the front runner for the U.S. senatorial nomination
within
in
the
great state
of
Wisconsin.
Of error,
yeah, currently.
Lazary bringing up a close 3 points behind.
Yeah, Rubin took note of that today. Like, we can catch him. Let's get that Mandela. Let's take him down. She basically is everything short of that. And I don't know why.
If Mandela Barnes was, you know, pouring $3-4 million into his campaign, he might be polling higher.
Well, you know, it makes you wonder if Godlewski, who spent about $1 million and she's like doubled hers. Well, you know, she still trails Lazary spending by about 75%. And I suspect Tom Nelson probably trails Lazary spending by about 99%.
Right.
You know, both of them might be on the move if they were on every other ad.
Right.
You know, but we'll see how it plays out. I am looking forward to the big event, the Democratic Party convention. You know, we'll be sorting it out. And the Dems will be doing a straw poll at that convention, one must assume. And the Republicans will offer a full-throated endorsement in May for who they think should be the nominee to go up against Tony Evers. And I think that's dumb. Effectively, you're letting the party choose your nominee at this point. Excuse me. The excuse me is because I ate jambalaya. A little repeat there. Pardon.
I can smell it from here. That's the Republicans, man. It's the Republican Party. And if the party wants to, you know, put their thumb on the scale, oh, well, they can do whatever they want. So what? And it's going to be Becky. I see some ads from Becky nowadays, you know.
Oh, man, she is filthy on the airwaves, at least the right-wing talk radio airwaves. Her and Tim Michaels, they're battling it out during every spot break. You know, makes you wonder when the Democratic nominees or the ones that actually want to win the nomination might start battling it out on left-wing talk radio. Just wondering.
There's so many of them.
Thank you to fine candidates Peter Pekarsky and Tom Nelson for embracing you, the most engaged lefties in the state of Wisconsin, the smartest one, certainly, and you certainly have the greatest listening habits.
And the sexiest audience ever.
Oh, that goes without saying.
I mean, come on.
Let's go to our sexy, sexy audience, 844-967-2789. Mark, welcome back, you sexy hunk of a man.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, brothers. And Repulsive Rebecca, I hope she goes down in flames. But
Big Light Becky? You're not rooting for Big Light Becky, Mark?
I think that when you're a liar like that, you got no business.
Yeah, but I mean, but Mark, then who else? Ram Jam, you know, Michaels?
You know what Michaels' new ad campaign is? I'm going to turn Madison upside down. I'm thinking, what does that mean?
Right. You
don't
want
the highest. In a practical sense, I just have this vision of him turning the Capitol Dome upside down in some way, and like all the people fall out. What happens?
He's shaking out all the government. I mean, come on. I don't know if you're giving out an image of, you know, attacking a Capitol, maybe that's not a right messaging platform for the Republicans, Mark.
It's right. And Crude, you might want to bring up that Biden is actually adding the number of Border Patrol agents. I guess he's jumping that up by 300, something that Donald Trump did not do. He just talked about the wall that Mexico is going to pay for. So men, you know, using the term broadly, you know, that, you know, men and women are the best source to protect our borders rather than some wall that might be porous, that people could crawl, you know, they can get over and get around, because get around is probably the best thing, because there's always a way to get around a wall.
Mark, here's my concern, and I appreciate your call and your suggestions, but if I go on Fox News on Sunday and I make a reasoned argument, and I've been on Fox News like three times this year, and I've tried to make reasoned arguments, well, since like Christmas, but they keep inviting me back. The reasoned arguments keep getting me invited back, Dom. And, you know, I think at some point we just got to go for it and throw caution to the wind. The last time I was on, one of the questions, I wanted to make reference to the Helsinki hand job. And in my brain, and I was also hungover for that appearance, I feel quite confident.
Actually a trend here.
Well, they often
maybe
want me on Sunday
sober
mornings.
You might do better.
Why would I show up sober, man? It's Fox News. But anyway,
I mean, why start now?
Every time I try to get out of the framing box, you know, I feel like I'm right here. I feel like I'm on the Brady Bunch, where the squares, but you are not allowed out of your square. You know, like they were hammering me about smash and grab crime. I'm like, what? This sounds like a problem for department stores. Get some security. Why does the president of the United States need to wade in on the criminality at a Bergstrom's department store? Hell, you guys didn't wade in on the accusations against the former president of raping a woman at the Bergstrom's department store. Why do you care about the inventory? And then I try to pivot to the January 6th and the criminality thereof. And Mike. You know, I got shut down, sort of Rojo style. So well, I'm going to have to go like full Betsy on him.
Just get two or three, you know, cogent facts, and maybe just a question of like, how's that, you know, Trump going to build the wall and Mexico going to pay for it work for you? As far as I know, that's never happened, right? Right, guys? Did Mexico ever pay for the wall? I'd like to know that. Of course, the answer is no. So if you got a problem with that, maybe you should talk to the former guy.
Well, maybe I should follow the example of Jimmy Raskin. Do you see what the former impeachment manager had to say on the House floor today?
Apparently, he took it all back.
Well, you know, apparently he thought he was being, let me just read briefly. We'll keep it brief, and then we'll go to the phones at 844-967-2789. Rep. Jamie Raskin, according to TheHill.com, he's a Democrat from Maryland, on Thursday, withdrew his words. I take it back. I take back the mean words he made on the floor after he called Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene a cheerleader for the insurrection, admitting that he used unparliamentary language. Well, Don, that's maybe what I should consider. Because the second, you know, they took me to break and Mike Emanuel came back on the Fox News, and then they pivoted and they were talking about something, you know, the capitulation, the weakness of Joe Biden. I'm like, man, shut the up. Your guy gave the Helsinki hand job. Only, you know, I'm like, I know it's cable news.
You can't say it. You can say whatever you want, man. Don't you want to keep getting invited back? Then keep playing ball with them, Crudy.
Well, that was the problem, man. I got stuck in my head, like, I want to slam them, and you know, I was trying not to be too coarse for Sunday morning.
Why?
Because the Fox News viewers might have just fell home from church.
You saved the honesty and the coarseness for us and the fair audience here listening to Devil Radio.
Well, our audience can take it, man.
You don't think that? Well, you know what? Maybe that's the problem, Crudy. They need it. You need to be up in their face, man. You need to let them know what's going on. You need to let them know what time it is.
That's why I'm going on Fox News. You want me on that wall. You need me on that talk radio panel or whatever. Then we're going to talk about J.D. Vance in Ohio and, you know, the border crisis. All Trump's fault. Oh, I mean Biden. Come back. More Devils.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of this happy hour. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I've just got a tiny morsel. This one's too good to wait. You know, I'm like Veruca Salt. I want it now. And then the callers. Former President Donald Trump speculated on the marriage of one of his top White House advisors on Thursday.
Of course he did.
Unable to tweet, although Elon Musk may allow him back on Twitter, Trump emailed out a screenshot of a tweet with his own commentary, essentially a retweet workaround. Is that like a retweet reach around, Don?
No, ask the handyman, they know.
Trump drew attention to a tweet by right-wing political operative Caleb Hull, who tweeted a picture of... I don't quite understand this, tweeted a picture with the question, is George Conway okay? And then Trump felt it necessary to put out a statement in which he craps on his own former campaign advisor. So here's what Trump screenshotted, retweet, workarounded. No, he's mentally ill, a very sick man. I don't know what Kellyanne did to him. The funniest part to me is that he's blaming it on Kellyanne Conway, and she's supposed to be a friend. I mean, can it be his own fault? Can it, you know, despite best efforts from Kellyanne? So anyways, here it is. I'll get it all out in one shot. No, he's mentally ill, a very sick man. I don't know what Kellyanne did to him, but it must have been really bad. She has totally destroyed this guy. His mind is completely shot.
What did she do?
Wow. You know, some people are looking suspiciously at Mrs. Crudy right this very second.
Mm-hmm.
844-967-2789. With friends like that, Tom, who needs enemies?
I don't.
Joe from Madison, you're a friend. Welcome back. What do you got?
Oh, you bet.
Hello, Joe.
Oh, you bet. What? Hey, guys, I just wanted to continue a bit on the discussion of Handyman Voss and the continuation of Mr. Gableman.
I appreciate that you're using the coarse adjacent language with us. I'm glad you're going there with us, Joe.
It's descriptive. It really does tie it up real nice. I did not realize Wiz Politics published a piece where they said that Gableman had sent, on Monday, he had sent a letter saying that he was willing to take his salary down to, now get this, $1 annually.
Well, that's more than Dom makes.
Wow, $1.
What a sweet deal. So he's just in it for the pettiness and the vengeance. You know, I'd do this job for free.
Well, it does make you wonder what he's in for, doesn't it? I mean, if he's offering to do this for a buck, and then he says that, and then he offers to buy the office equipment because I guess Voss's people, Handyman's people, were coming to pick it up on Tuesday, so he offered to buy it so that that wouldn't have to happen. And
well, I hear he got a good deal on the office equipment and the office lease, you know, the co-share with the liposuction clinic.
at this quality.
I wonder if he got,
place that he's got going.
A liposuction thrown in for good measure.
No, obviously not. Wasn't he sharing with Cardall or whatever his name, the guy from the crackpot attorney from Minnesota?
I believe it was the Thomas More Society. I don't know if Cardall is the specific lawyer that was sharing the office at the liposuction clinic in Brookfield, though. I'd have to check my notes, Joe.
Well, what's so fantastic about it, though, is that he makes it seem like the cheapest deal you could ever possibly have, so that the only downside you'd have would be keeping the office open, would be the legal fees from the upcoming lawsuits. You guys, the legal fees are a quarter of a mil. Was politics funding at a quarter of a mil already, and he still has more court cases to go, including that one in Waukesha, where he's hoping to get officials jailed because they didn't comply with his subpoenas. You know, those folks, that particular lawsuit. What is that going to cost us, a pretty penny or what? What is behind this man insisting that he will go forward for $1 if we pick up the cost of all the legal cases that he's dancing around with? There is something a little bizarre in that whole deal.
There's something wrong with that man. Very, very wrong with that man.
It's just, what's the deal? You know, what's the deal that he's willing to do this? If he's only going to get a dollar from the taxpayers, who's he getting money from then, you know?
Sorry to cut you short, Joe. Recently, I joked with someone, I want to make Gableman money. And I found out I already do.
A dollar.
And well, this Joe, well-paying radio gig, I make money almost like they promised the Foxconn employees would.
Well, of course, we know this quote-unquote investigation is a sham. It's a joke. It's a scam. It's a grift. It's a hustle. And so long as Gableman is going to be cashing $11,000 a month, he's never going to wrap up that investigation. I mean, why would you?
But if he's willing to work for a buck.
Okay, but he just went on, you know, some of these other right-wing talk radio podcast shows asking for money. Call your state legislator, ask him to continue this. So he's probably out fishing for money. I'm assuming he's getting money given to him from, you know, some organization.
Well,
But here's my point. If he leaves this appointed position, or it's now a volunteer position as Office of Special Counsel. Well, is that even a thing? And then do we then as taxpayers have, or as citizens of a guy who's going to, be doing some, he no longer has subpoena power, right then? And he's doing some investigation into our elections? Well, under what authority is he doing it? And who's paying him? By whose hand? I mean, we need to know then who's funding this quote-unquote action.
Well, last time I checked on Gableman, you know, before he took on this high-paying Office of Special Counsel job, he worked at Michael Best and Friedrich, right? The very same ones that crafted the gerrymandered maps off campus like a decade ago. Pretty sure that's the firm. So, you know, he's got gainful employment. Republicans, they take care of their own dime. There's always a golden parachute.
Just ask Scott Walker.
And, you know, If he's not getting paid in the traditional sense, accepting a dollar for, you know, the hard work of creating red herrings and besmirching Democratic elections officials, well, you know, if you can't do that out of just the passion for defaming people and libeling them and crapping on them and just making stuff up, Dom, you know, it's his passion. It's a passion project for him.
Well, I mean, someone's got to do it. And if not Gableman, who?
You know,
when?
The last two people that I recall doing this sort of work for free were Rudy Giuliani, the recently disbarred former attorney to
soon to be testifying to the J6 committee.
And Paul Manafort. He was also working pro bono, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you keep great company. You know, lawyers, they do lots of pro bono work.
No, you usually hire the best people, but if you don't have to pay them, then you're not really hiring them, are you?
Well, that mostly was for Rudy's, divorce proceedings, I thought. But anyways, thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank you to John Nichols, my fine guest earlier. Thank you, Dom. Thank you, Evan. Thank you all for listening. Native Roots Radio is next. And then in the Shaw, Joel Clayfish will not be doing a live show. He has been stuck in Africa for 3 days. No gas. That's a true story.